This is Flight Training the Way I See It with Mike Schiffer. Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Flight Training the Way I See It. News and opinion from me, your host, Mike Shiflett, and this is the December 2024 podcast. So let's dig in. So if you want a paper copy or a PDF copy, I should say, PDF copy of the newsletter that I'm going to narrate for you and dive into, go to our website, cfibootcamp.com, go to the bottom of the page, and you'll find a way to subscribe to that, and you'll get it, okay? We'll send those to you. But anyway, if you're just here for the podcast, well, welcome. I know you're driving around, getting ready to go somewhere, and maybe you're traveling, so let's see how that goes. So let me just tell you what we're going to cover. We're going to cover digging into the new regulations regarding qualifications to teach first-time CFI applicants, and most people miss something here. Coming soon, a complete ACS course when you're on the go. Talk about that. Third thing we're going to talk about is FAA delays the new medical denial rule until March, at least. Got that. And the last things, FASANA Conference, Flight School Association of North America. It's going to be in Orlando this year. We're going to talk about that and why you might want to go. And I've got three pro tips for you. So hang on. We're ready to get going here. We just finished our power hour today, by the way. If you're not a member of that, go to our website. So if you go to our website on a laptop, you can just go to the top. There's a blue bar that kind of wiggles, and you can attend that. We have those every hour Saturday from 12 to 1. And we're going to add more content there. In the second hour, we have the open mic section. And in the third hour, we're going to have other people like CFI Study Group, Facebook CFI Study Group, NAFI Safe, others take up that third hour. So the first hour is just like it's always been. Most of the time, we have Wings credit for that, and we have about... Well, today, as an example, we had about 350 people. Sometimes we have nearly 500, so it depends on the topic. Today, we talked about some DPE orders that are out and how to use them and how to prep your student using the DPE orders. All right, anyway, there's how you get to that. You can also look in the top part of our website, and you can click on Power Hours, and then you'll be able to get there from there as well. Okay, that's how you do it. Let's talk about the first thing, which is going to be digging into the new regulations regarding qualifications to teach first-time CFI applicants or initial CFI applicants. And most of us missed something here, including me, so I wanted to go over that with you so you don't get burned on this, okay? So on December 1st, 2024, the FAA changed the FARs relating to qualifications to teach initial first-time CFI applicants. All right, that's 61-195 Hotel. Many CFIs and flight schools are not applying this new rule correctly. Let's see what it says. The error is in reading the different qualifications required for giving the ground instruction and flight instruction. They're two separate things. They're not the same, and this is where the problem occurs. So CFIs and flight schools are beginning to allow CFIs that have recommended at least 5 applicants for a practical test and 80% pass on the first attempt. That's partially true. You can do the flight side of the training, but not the ground side, right? The ground side has not changed. So the FAA defines ground training and flight training in 61.1. And when you read the regulation for qualifications to train first-time CFI applicants, the regulation is clear. There are two different qualifications required. And you may be able to meet them both, but you have to meet them both. For giving ground training for first-time CFIs, an instructor needs to have done the following. You have to have held the ground instructor certificate or flight instructor certificate for at least 2 calendar years and given at least 40 hours of ground instruction, or you've taught at least 100 hours of ground instruction in an FAA-approved 141 or 142 course. Any course will do. This method doesn't require you to hold it for 2 years, right? So that's the only two ways you can do it. Now, the flight instructor side is a bit different, right? So the flight instructor side, you either held the certificate for 2 years, flight instructor certificate, and given 200 hours of dual, or you've recommended 5 people for a practical test, 80% passed on the first time. That's okay. The third one is you take something that's not really out yet called a FEQIP, Flight Instructor Enhanced Qualification Training Program. It's taught under Part 141, and then you'll be able to do it right away. But you can't do the ground side. So remember that. Unless you have the ground qualifications, don't be playing around there. Okay, next topic, coming soon, coming real soon, probably in about a month. I was working on a secret project. I can't tell you things like that. So it's a complete ACS course when you're on the go. It's built to be audio. And it takes all of the ACS's FOI, technical subject areas, and pre-flight preparations. And I go through each point, knowledge area and each risk management area, each skill area, and I walk you through that and tell you what you need to know about it, right? Or what I think you need to know about it. So that preparation I've done in a video format, but it's more, was designed, not more. It's designed to be played without video. So you can play it anywhere. And then there's a PDF for every lesson, every one of those, that has images from handbooks, maybe checklists, mnemonics, whatever it might be, a quiz, is there to help solidify that information. That's going to be available in and around the end of January. And we don't have a price yet for it, but it would be very valuable to someone preparing for a practical test. So working hard to finish it. I have, at this moment, I can tell you, I have finished 14 of 23 videos, audios that need to be done. So I'm a little halfway past the hump, you know, past the hump a little bit. I've done some of the hard ones. Some of the easy ones remain, but a lot of the hard ones still remain, like weather and some other things that are going to be difficult to convey by audio. But I've done a pretty good job of it with the previous stuff so far. So let's see how it goes. I'm pretty sure it's going to, well, I'm sure it will turn out right. I want to articulate what I can through audio so that you can benefit from using the time in your car on your way to the airport or back or a lesson or when it's raining or something, or you're in the gym where you can't really maybe get access to video, a place like that, where you can put headphones on and listen. So there's a video to it and audio, just so you know. But it's built for sure as an audio product first, because I wanted to be sure that it would be useful to you if you were somewhere where you couldn't see anything, okay? So that's that, and that should be perfect, like when you're driving to and from the airport. Yeah, and also, in particular, like when you're done with a lesson, either before or after that same area of the ACS would be really valuable to prepare, help prepare you for, and then to see if you got it at the end, see how much of it you got, okay? So we started the project. I started the project December 15th, and hopefully late January should be done. These things take a long time. I'll give you an example. So I did, the last one I did was, It was Flight Controls and Operations Systems. I finished that. So that video, audio, took me about an hour and 30 minutes to completely narrate, because there's a lot of mess-ups and a lot of sometimes street noise or something that will get through the microphone. Not always, but sometimes, so I have to be cognizant of that. And then I have to take it and edit it. I'm going to have to edit out clicks, pops. I have to edit out mistakes. I have to take out things where, you know, there's a lot to edit. So the editing takes me three times as long as it does to narrate it. So because I have to cut something out, then I have to go back and listen to it, make sure the cut is right. So then when it's all done, I get to listen to it all over again. So we're talking about, for that hour and a half of video, we're talking about 5 hours so far, maybe a little more. And then when that's done, I have to render it and put it in its own space as an MP4 file. And then we have to create the PDF around it. So the process for each video, each hour video, and that, oh, by the way, that video turned out to be 40 minutes long. So that audio video is about 40 minutes from that hour and a half. So that's how long things take. So to get 40 minutes of published video, I was in it for about 6 hours. And then to create the PDF, take another approximately 3 to 4 hours. So each of those videos runs about 10 or more hours to produce, depending on the complexity of it. So if you think this video stuff is small or just make a little video about something, you can make a terrible looking thing and probably finish it. But if you really want to do a good job, it's going to take a while and a lot of money. So there you go, because we've got to pay people, right, to do that. I'm not the one writing the PDF stuff, but I'm doing the narration. And I have to do the technical edits because I know the content. So I can't give that to a video editor because they won't know what to edit. They'll know mistakes, pops, clicks, that kind of thing, but they won't know if I made a technical error. So anyway, there's that. There's a lot of things to know. Many things. Like, for example, you can't drink anything sweet or you can't eat something within any reasonable time to doing the video because the stickiness will cause clicks. You'll hear like this. So you have to drink water, like a lot of it too. And then you can't drink anything that's going to make your stomach growl or some rumble or something like this. That's going to get in the video. So very interesting stuff. So on this podcast, I really don't have control over that. I just do it all in one go because I can speak pretty much shoot from the hip, and I try to make it as good as I can, but I don't really edit it unless there's a big error in it. Okay, so that's that. So we'll let you know about that. And there'll be a discount price, of course, and the first offering, and after that, it'll go to list price. The next thing is the FAA is delaying the new medical denial rule for at least 2 months. This was not a very nice thing that they were planning on doing. So the FAA has delayed the new policy that was to go into effect January 1, which has to do with medical applications. The new policy would deny rather than defer any medical application that was incomplete, that had incomplete information on it. Instead of deferring it, they're going to deny it. So that means that goes on your record as a denial. And so, you know, AOPA and the other groups, you know, we strongly disagreed with that and cited that the FAA may not have considered the ramifications of denial versus deferral to using, for example, basic med. If you're denied, you can't use basic med, right? And so there's that. That's going to be an issue one day. So you have to get that cleared up. So this also was employment stuff too, because people are doing background checks and are seeing that your medical was denied, and that's going to be on your record. So that was a bad thing. So anyway, the FAA saw the light there a little bit, and they say, okay, we're not going to touch this until March. Let everybody have a little chance to make this a little better. And that's where we are with that, okay? The third point before we get to the pro tips is the VASANA conference. So Flight School Association of North America. It's a little pricey conference to go to, but I think well worth it. It has flight schools, basically. It represents flight schools, people in the flight training, business of flight training, right? Not just individual CFIs. So that is going to be, the annual conference will be February 5 to 7 at the Dolphin Hotel at Walt Disney World in Lake Buena Vista, Florida, Orlando. The organization is focused on the business of flight training and represents flight schools. The conference is going to include key officials from FAA, like Everett Rashawn will be there. He's the director of AFS 800, which is certification of general aviation for pilots, flight instructors. All that comes under his umbrella. NTSB will be there, along with other agencies that are involved with flight training. And the keynote speaker is always good. Presentations are good and more, right? And it's grown a bit, you know. So I was on, I think I attended the second one. We had about 50, maybe 80 people, something like that. And then that wasn't so good. And then lately, it's drawing 500, maybe more than that. So not bad, not bad at all. Now, admission is not free. It does cost a bit to attend. You can look on the website and see. It's in the order of $300 or $400. Offsetting the admission price, though, you get two lunches and a dinner as part of the ticket price that are part of the event. There are also two receptions that include coffee breaks, two receptions, I'm sorry, that are like a open bar. And those are, I think, the day before or the day of. You can look at the website. It's VASANA.com, Flight School Association of North America. And you'll find out that. And there's also coffee breaks included in the event as well. So you can offset the cost a little bit. The official hotel for the event is the Dolphin Hotel. And our latest word is that the February 4th date is sold out. That's the date that people would be arriving, because the conference starts on the 5th. But other dates are available, and they're working on getting some additional rooms for those dates. So if you want to attend this conference, I wouldn't wait to book, as it will get sold out soon. They're recommending you book from the 5th forward, because you can now, and then when they open up the other rooms, you make a separate booking for the 4th. Okay, hopefully that. I don't think it's going to last, though, that's going to last long. I think it's going to sell out really quick. All right, so that's that, and I think that's a good conference, one of our first of the year. Okay, then we've got the pro tips. Let's go through those. We've got three of them, and they're centered around using technology. Yeah, so the first is ForeFlight Performance Plus for teaching. This is what you need. I know it's the most expensive one, but it has things in there that you really want as a teacher. So if you haven't yet upgraded to Performance Plus in ForeFlight, then you should. Teaching from ForeFlight is something we show you how to do at CFI Bootcamp. We use it all the time. We show you all this stuff. Without the Performance Plus subscription, you don't have things like 3D view, you don't have 3D routes, you don't have animations of the wind, the surface analysis chart for the world, you don't have cloud bases or tops and turbulence in the profile view, icing. So there are features that really add interest to your learners and provide a way to assess risk management using the profile view and how to teach risk management very quickly. You can also teach airspace, many, many things from the profile view and from ForeFlight itself, including weather theory. You've got that to do. You can also fly 3D routes. You can put your flight plan in there and fly at 20x speed or whatever speed you want, and you can see what's below you. You can see the route. You can see what it looks like, right? See the obstructions. So using internet traffic, you can see the traffic and the traffic pattern on your airport. You can see if it's a good idea to do the pattern now, later, assuming they have ADS-B, okay? And most airplanes, most, I would say, have ADS-B out. So that's really good. Now, let me tell you how to get it cheaper. Yeah, that's always good, right? So if you join SAFE, safepilots.org, for $55, $55, then they will give you one-third off your four-flight subscription. I mean, I give, say, $55, and I get $100-some off my four-flight subscription. That's a win. And plus, you're connected to industry via SAFE. Okay, number two pro tip, projecting to a smart TV. So if you're still using a whiteboard and books, you might want to spice it up a little bit here. Now, projecting your iPad to a smart TV is easy. And most flight schools now are installing smart TVs or have them already to allow for this. At our place in Palo Alto, we have a smart TV in every briefing room. And we have, there's five briefing rooms, plus in the classroom, six, and you can project to them all. Right? And they do. All the time. We use them all the time. So here are the step-by-step instructions on how to do it. So I'll just give you the global idea, then you can look for your TV. Make sure that your iPad and the smart TV are on the same Wi-Fi. You have to be on the same Wi-Fi or it will not work. On the iPad, you can go to settings and then Wi-Fi to see what your device is connected to. Then you can change it to match what the smart TV is. Then you can swipe down from the top corner. Also, if you have the newer version of the iOS for iPad, there's an icon, a separate app, which is called Control Center, which will do the same thing. You can just press on it. So you don't have to slide down anymore. You can go to that section. But what you're looking for is you're looking for an icon that looks like two monitors overlaid, kind of just offset from each other. That's the screen mirroring, and you can press that. And then find your smart TV name and select it. It should be on a list of the things that are in there. And then your iPad will now be displayed, mirrored, onto your smart TV. Now, if you don't see the smart TV name, use the TV remote that came with the television to change the Wi-Fi to the same as the one as your iPad is connected to. Okay, that's a good thing. So try that out. It's a good thing. Number three is how to set up and run a PowerPoint presentation on Zoom. This can be problematic because what happens is what you think your attendees are seeing, which is full screen, is not what they're seeing if you don't do this correctly. In a normal setting, when you have a separate monitor, you have your presentation running. You can see the speaker notes, and you can see the slides that are coming. And if you're using Zoom to do this in presenter mode, that's what they see too, and that's really not what you want. You would rather for them to see just the full screen of the presentation, right? So you have to change things. So let me tell you how to do it. So load your presentation and select slideshow on PowerPoint or on the menu. Then select setup slideshow option. Then choose the option browsed by an individual window. So it's going to play in a separate window. And then choose play from start. Now on your Zoom controls, when that's set up, press share. Then locate your presentation in the Zoom box that opens up. You'll see your presentation, you'll see your desktop, all the things you could potentially share. And then press the share button on the Zoom box. And verify there's a green box around your presentation, because that's whatever the green box is what's showing to your audience. Right? And if it's not, go back to the share option on Zoom and then select your presentation again from there. That's how you do it. Now, I was going to say one thing more about that. So you will lose your speaker notes, right? Because you'll see, if you run it in a separate presentation, you're going to see what they see. So if you need speaker notes, then you're going to need to take your iPad or your iPhone or whatever you have and run that same presentation, make a PDF of your PowerPoint or your speaker notes, and then have that on your phone. So as you go through, you can use your phone for your speaker notes, and you can use Zoom for what you're displaying. So that's just some of the things we show you at CFI Bootcamp, because we can. We're all about leveraging technology. By the way, in all of our classes now, we're using AI, we're using ChatGPT for a lot of things, helping you, showing you how to use ChatGPT to write quizzes, how to answer really complicated questions, right? Questions about why VX and VY converge at the absolute ceiling, why one goes up, one goes down, why the drag curve shift, all that we can do in ChatGPT and get the answer quickly. Now, we teach you how to vet the answers so that you're not just relying on a machine to tell you the answer. We also show you how to project the smart TVs. We show you how to use 4Flight and Zoom together as a presenter. We show you all this, how to give remote ground instruction, one-to-one in a classroom, all in our class, right? It's just part of what we need to do now. We also show you how not to use paper. We show you how to use a virtual whiteboard. And then everybody can see at the same resolution, no matter where you are in the world, right? No reflections and others to worry. No lighting issues, nothing to worry about there. All right, you got all that. So I wanted to tell you also that we have, you'll be from the next week's Power Hour, which will be on January the 5th. We'll be live from the CFI class. So if you want to see what a CFI class looks like and our camera technology, what that looks like, how it kind of makes experience really good, then go there and stick around, because we'll open up the room for you to see and maybe attend an hour or two or so of the actual CFI class that's going on with really good content on that day. So let's do that, right? All right, so that's all I have for you. I did want to tell you that we did update a few books. So our lesson plans are now completely aligned with the ACS. They're available at CFIbootcamp.com. We also have completely reformatted and added 8 new scenarios to the endorsements and scenarios book, which has proposed scenarios like soloing students, like taking people from glider into airplane, complete with solutions and flowcharts, which walk you through the regulations. So we have all of that for you. That's available at our website. And also there's the ultimate guide to endorsements, which is unlike the AC, which goes just generically through, okay, commercial pilots. We go through the operation. So if you want to take someone in a multi-engine rating and do that, then we have a section that addresses just that at the private commercial level, goes as a checklist thing, all you need to do, plus all the endorsements are there. So these complicated ones, the combination of that endorsement scenarios book and the ultimate guide to endorsement really allows you to solve all those problems, right? So there's that. That's all I have to say for you. I did a short one this week. Next month will be a little bit longer. We got a lot of stuff going on next month, and we'll probably have be very close to releasing the ACS course, study course that's going to be available super, super, super soon. So there's that. And join the Power Hour if you can. It's really growing, and we're adding to it. We're calling it CFI Bootcamp Network. So because we're going to add, we have already the Power Hour, then we already opened up the room now for an hour of open mic. You can say whatever you want, ask questions. And the third hour is going to be from someone else. It's credible, like Facebook study group, CFI study group, NAFI, SAFE, AOPA, somebody like that will be on to give some extra content so we can make kind of a three-hour mini-series sort of out of things, okay? That's what we're on about. Okay, I will see you later. Happy New Year. Bye. This has been a production of Flight Training the Way I See It. News, tips, and opinions.